Hey, welcome back, guys.
Welcome back.
Welcome black.
Welcome back
to Black Seinfeld. Back with more chewing for your head top.
Show about absolutely nothing.
I go by the name of Psyche.
And go by Bashanissa.
And we just want to thank y'all for tuning in once again live here on 99.5 FM WBAI New York.
And we're here every Wednesday at 5 a.m.
Yeah, this is live. Like, we really wake up for this, man. We are dedicated to y'all.
I come from Queens, so I had to wake up around 2 o'clock, take the train all the way over here. It's a long ride.
But you enjoy it because you have Netflix.
Yeah, I got Netflix to watch a couple movies, a couple bad TV shows that I like to rewatch. But, you know, I'm rewatching 30 Rock right now.
And how's 30 Rock?
No, it's very funny. It's just it goes downhill by, like, season 4. But I'm still in season 3, so I have time to quit.
Nice. And if you're listening to the podcast, thank you guys for subscribing and rating it and sharing it with your friends, because we're starting to get some fans here, and we definitely appreciate that.
Yeah, please continue commenting and adding us on Twitter, Facebook, Twitter, SoundCloud, Instagram. Just follow us at Black Seinfeld NY.
So. Black Seinfeld NY for everything, you know, Facebook, Twitter.
Even our email address, if you want to email us.
Yeah, email us. Talk to us.
Yeah, blackseinfeldny@gmail.com.
Maybe you want to be on the show. We're going to start having guests soon. We're going to start hopefully in November.
Yeah, hopefully.
Start bringing up some people, bringing some friends.
We got to work around that format.
Yeah, because I doubt if the guests would want to be here at 5 in the morning. So, you know, we're thinking of ways in which we can do that. We don't want to do call-ins, though. Call-ins are weak.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of talking to you over the phone.
Yeah, it's better to talk to you face to face.
It gets real emotional that way.
Emotional, we get to, you know, feed off of each other's energy.
Yeah, it's easier to connect.
Yeah. So,
what's been going on with you?
Start the show, man. Life has been it's been having its roller coaster moments.
Oh, where?
Yeah, it's been tough, but it's been great. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, I went back to York College.
Of course.
And the reason why I went back is because I was a part of a panel. It was podcasting for journalists, and I'm nearly no journalist, but, you know, I was talking to the journalist students about podcasting. So I was in a panel with WNYC and BuzzFeed and all that. So it was very interesting.
College panels are pretty interesting because they invite people from outside of our school. Sometimes they come to our school just to talk to us about things. I've been to a few panels only because it was not required, but they gave us like extra credit.
I was going to make that joke, uh-huh. But I figured I didn't want to do that to the professor.
No, but it's right. It's like we came here, mm-hmm. because I need 5 extra points on this exam I'm not really going to study for.
Well, yeah, we're going to get into your midterm soon.
Yeah. I'm taking 6 classes, so wow. It's a mess. So continue. How was the panel?
So hold on. I don't know if I've ever told you this, but like I have depression and anxiety.
Yeah.
So what happens is if I'm like promoted for something, like I get real like anxious. Like I think of the absolute worst possible scenario. I don't know. I guess like one reason why my brain does that is because when I was 6, you know, 9/11 was here, you know what I
mean?
Yeah. Everything that we thought was
safe
or I'll say very like ridiculous to think about, like we saw planes going into a building and people jumping off of the building and falling and collapsing. We saw a hurricane right before our very eyes. So yeah. So like stuff like that just heightens my senses up a little bit too much. So I'm sitting there, I'm getting ready to speak, and Professor Morris, he's hyping me up. He's like, class of 2017, guys on WBAI doing this thing, da 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 da. And in the back of my mind, like, oh crap, oh crap, oh crap, oh crap, oh crap. And then I just started talking, and it just came natural. Like, it was like that, you know what I mean? It was very easy to talk to them because I was one of them only in June.
Yeah. I can figure, because like you'll have anxiety before you start talking, and once you actually start performing in a way,
yeah,
it's all gone.
But see, the difference was I had the anxiety since September knowing about this.
Yeah. That's why I never wanted to ask you, because if I was in your situation, I would be constantly thinking. Like, I was the best man for my older brother's wedding.
How was that?
And like you, mm-hmm. anxiety for months. Then when it happened, I nailed it. Right. And I wrote the speech, and I said everything off the speech on my phone, and I had a good time. People were like, oh, man, you did a good job. It's like, yeah, I'm on radio. I do this. That's the thing.
Right.
We do this.
That's right. But see, the thing is, like, I always second-guess myself with stuff. It's like, man, do I really, like, deserve any of this? Like, I'm just trying to do this because I, like, love it. I don't think I deserve. One thing I don't like is, like, drawing a lot of attention to myself. And, like, I know that's a very paradoxical thing to say because I'm on radio right now and people, I don't know how many people are listening to me.
Yeah.
But, like, it's just something that I deal with and I battle with every day. But
that's why I like to quote Vince Staples in one of his old songs. It's like, I ain't humble. I deserve this.
I'm different. I'm so humble. I don't think I deserve any of this. But I will say I'm going to try and be as honest but like not as brutal as possible when I'm talking about the panel, because everyone in the panel, you know, they were speaking and more can sense that like the students were like getting ready to snooze.
Yeah.
And then he literally looked at me. He's like, "Yo, man, you got to hype these people up." And so that's why I did, like, "Yo, what's up everyone? Black Seinfeld's here, blah 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 blah. I used to go here and I just made jokes. I cracked a lot of jokes. And I definitely can say that I was different because, in contrary to the other panelists, you know, I loved radio. Like, I wanted to do this since I was young. For the rest of them, respectfully to them, the whole reason why they got into podcasting is like they went to school for something else and then they just fell into it.
Yeah.
They just took a job.
Okay.
Me, I gave big ups to my brother once again. You know, I talked about Hot 97 mm-hmm. and BET After Dark. I shouted out Nelly in the Tip Drill video, as usual.
The classic.
And, you know.
Are these people, like, older? Like, much, much older or same age?
The panels?
Yeah, the others.
Oh, let me tell you about that. So, one question that was asked. By the way, they asked great questions. One question that they asked was, you know, why do you think podcasting came about? Like, do you think it was because of the radio? And I said, yes, I think it's because of the radio. And I felt that, you know, the reason why podcasts exist is because everyone, especially in New York radio, is like all over 30 and there's like no young people like to spread their, to talk about their opinions. You know, the old people are taking the young spots. And then literally I looked at the panelists. I'm like, oh crap, everyone is like 30 and up. I go, sorry guys. I had a little Yachty moment.
Did they have like a nervous smile, nervous laughter? Or
yeah, they did. They did.
Yeah, it's kind of true.
Yeah. I meant it, but like I didn't mean to hurt their feelings.
They were just there in the room.
They were just there. Everyone laughed.
Yeah, hit by recoil.
But everyone laughed though. Everyone loved it.
That's cool.
Yeah. And
did you throw out some cards? I hope you had cards.
I did have cards. Like, check this out. I had cards. I took like a little.
I just ordered mine, by the way.
Great. Finally.
I'm gonna get it today.
All right, but I took some cards, but my gut feeling was like, Giovanni, take the box of cards with you. Take the whole box.
Yeah.
And you know what I did? I ignored my gut. Right. And then, you know, I took the card. I had some cards. I put it down right on the table. Those were gone in like 30 seconds.
Ooh.
And everyone was just coming up to me and like, hey, Giovanni, it's nice to meet you. Da 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 da. And that was really cool to do.
I guess you should have just put the whole box out.
I should have. That's what I wanted to do. And I made sure after the panel discussion was over, I made sure I still went to some people because they had questions, mm-hmm. and I gave them some advice. And it was good to see familiar faces there.
Yeah, that's cool.
It was so dope.
You're brave for that because yeah, I would not go.
I know you wouldn't. What was your excuse? What you said you were gonna come, and then what happened?
No, because I have I'm doing multiple essays at the same time. That's kind of how I work. I kind of do this thing where I take my iPad and use the speak feature and kind of record all the words through it, through notes, so I don't have to type anything. Because I like we're radio people, we just talk. So I just talk my whole essay, then fix it up later. You know, I change up a couple words, put bigger change the definitions and stuff. And that's what I do. I do that for 3 hours, and I already have like six pages, double space. You know what I mean?
Isn't that cheating?
How's it cheating?
Because you're talking in your essay. You're supposed to write your essay.
But I could, okay. You know how Dave Chappelle's like, hey, we have like two different ways of talking. I got job interview and like Ebonics. Well, yes. I also have essay, where I know how I write my essay, and I just talk that way. You know, I just talk that way.
That's great.
It's easy. Like, I've gotten so many essays. Like, I wish we had this technology. No, we probably did, but I didn't use it freshman year.
2012.
Yeah, we did, but it wasn't that great. They wouldn't pick up.
It isn't as advanced as it is now.
They wouldn't pick up everything. Because I tried to use it on my phone, which uses, like, a Google translation. It doesn't work as well as the ones on Apple. Because Apple, you could talk for 30 seconds, it'll take in everything. Mess up a couple words, it'll take in everything. And I do stop. Like, I got to rearrange it. There, and talk. But for my phone, it's like one sentence at a time. And I always stop mid-sentence to kind of correct myself. But, yeah, that's how I write my essays. And we were supposed to meet up, eat at this great Mexican spot on Jamaican Avenue.
Well, I already shouted them out already. Don Nico's, man. I love you.
Yeah, it's great. Surprisingly, is there. And it's weird because we're also going to get Chipotle soon. But I saw that.
Jabari took me and I saw Chipotle.
It's shaped and everything.
I was like, man, there goes the neighborhood.
4 years ago, it used to be Rite Aid. 2 years ago, it used to be like this weird random
shop.
Clothes.
Yeah. Now, everything must go.
Everything must go. Clothes, store, whatever. But yeah, I was just trying to finish these two essays. I finished one. I have one more to do. Probably going to do it when I get home today.
Midterms, man.
Midterms are a mess. If you're a college student like me, still, it's a hassle. And also, like, once you're done with the midterm and you did okay, it's like, you know what? I'm going to do better for the next exam. Even if it's not a midterm exam one, you're not going to do better. You better do better now.
Yeah.
You better do better now because you're not going to do better next time. So you study.
And this is your last semester.
This is hopefully my last semester.
Don't say hopefully.
Yeah, I got to say it.
It is your last semester. You have to speak this into existence, Bastian. I always tell you this.
I think this into existence.
Right, but sometimes when you think it, you have to say it. And
of course.
When you say it,
of
you
course.
Do it.
Exactly.
Nike, we're not sponsored by Nike.
No, I don't like Nike at all.
We never will, though.
I'm against Nike.
Why are you against Nike?
I'm against Nike because I'm not a fan of anything they drop.
Sneaker-wise?
Everything.
Okay.
I don't want to debate the whole Adidas thing, but I am rocking a lot of Adidas gear.
You have been for a while.
So it's like one of those switch. It's either you Nike, Adidas, or you could mix both, which I don't allow. This makes sense.
It's like mixing chicken with pork
for you? You could mix that. It depends on the type. You can't barbecue both pork and chicken. That's ridiculous. You know what I mean?
That's a good point.
So you can't wear a black Adidas shirt, then wear track pants as black Nikes, you know, then wear some Pumas, black Pumas to match all. That's whack to me. That's corny. Why you cross branding?
This is the mind of a marketer,
yeah,
ladies and gentlemen.
Just choose one. That's the marketing in me. You know, I just decided to choose one, and it's just easy for me not to go on like Nike.com and see, oh, that's a cool shoe. I'm gonna buy it. It's like, no, if it's not Adidas, I'm not gonna cop it. It's not Timberlands. I'm not going to touch it. You know, it's like that.
I understand.
It's easier for me because, you know, we spend money so quickly.
Oh, you have no idea.
And I don't have a job anymore, so shout out to my credit card
line.
This
is your job.
Shout out to my credit card line.
That's true. You want to get into some sports?
Yes, please.
So the return of the National Basketball Association is finally here. True. I was excited for some game openers.
Yeah, it came yesterday.
We had Cleveland Cavaliers taking on the Boston Celtics.
And we're not going to do this every week, but definitely going to talk about the first two games.
Absolutely.
The Cleveland,
season openers.
Boston, very important.
Very important because, A, Kyrie Irving is now the star of Boston Celtics.
And this is like a movie twist. You know, somebody, like if it was a TV show, I would have been disappointed. But after seeing the first episode, I'm excited.
Dude, Cleveland fans were booing the hell out of Kyrie. It was disrespectful.
I guess they felt as betrayed as when LeBron left because they just left. It's mm-hmm. one of those things. Like they didn't have a build up reason. It's not like Kobe Bryant or Allen Iverson. Like you could see why they would leave the team. Well, Allen Iverson, Kobe stayed.
Kyrie was heavily documented on why he wanted to leave.
Yeah.
So it was because of the freaking team.
Yeah, the team is just boring.
It's not even boring. It's freaking loaded.
Do
you know who's on the team this year?
A lot of people.
All right, so you have Isaiah Thomas Jr.
But he's still
injured.
Yeah.
So this is who started last night. Derrick Rose, Dwayne Wade, LeBron, Kevin Love, and who's that power forward from?
Jay Crowder.
That's a freaking boy band. And guess who's coming off the bench?
Thompson. Tristan. Smith. Shumpert. Coover.
Serious?
Jeff Green.
And who do you think won?
Channing Frye.
Who do you think won?
Cleveland. But they won by three. That's the thing. They won by 3 points.
Did you hear about what happened to Gordon Hayward?
Explain.
So in the first
six minutes?
5-6 minutes within the game, he breaks his leg.
Yeah. They said he fractured his ankle.
Dude, it looked disgusting when he hit the floor.
I was in class when I, you know, in class you get bored and check Twitter. And I saw that. I was like, whoa.
Yeah. And this is how sports are so different now, because everyone was taking knees.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone was like gathered together singing Kumbaya.
Yeah. LeBron James walking up to him. It's like, yo, the president. That's my president, LeBron James.
Yeah.
He was like, yo, hey, don't worry. You know, I think he went to the locker room after, I think, halftime or something to talk to him. Say, oh man, don't worry about it.
You're gonna come back stronger than ever. You gotta do this, because that's what happened to Paul George. And Paul George, he actually like pulled through.
Yeah, he pulled through. Shout out to Paul George. He also at him on Twitter saying, "Yo, man, I've been there."
Yep.
But I think Paul George injury was way worse.
Yeah, definitely.
But not comparing tragedies.
But here's the difference. Like, if this was to happen 20 years ago, like none of the players would have given a crap.
No. I think so.
You think so?
Yeah, because to see a broken bone is way more hurtful than like, oh, he pulled his hamstring. You know what I mean? It's like, everybody pulled a hamstring. But like to see a broken bone, like, oh man, I don't know how I would feel if I was you, especially on live TV. You know, they spent so much money on you. You know, you're the starter. It's a lot of anxiety,
depression. It was going to be like that. It was the team of Kyrie, Gordon Hayward, and Aldridge, Lamar Aldridge.
And it's a mess. Then we also have to talk about the other game. There was two games played last night.
Yeah,
and Houston Rockets and Golden State Warriors.
Yes,
Houston Rockets. All right. To be honest, as a Knicks fan,
give us your take.
Okay, as a Knicks fan, I want the Knicks to win, but in my heart, deep down, my soul, James Harden. I want James Harden to take it all. He deserves it. He wears Adidas. So,
it's not because he's a great player. Wears Adidas.
No, but I've been following James Harden for a long time since OKC, Sixth Man of the Year. Like, he's done a lot. Mm-hmm. He's done things that other players will want to do. You know,
that's fair.
Like to leave Sixth Man of the Year. He didn't start. He was Sixth Man of the Year and then went to another team and balled out in Houston. You know,
that's fair.
And with his weird Euro step layup, I don't know. It's amazing. It's like video game status. Mm-hmm.
And now he actually has help.
Speaking of other video game status, now we have CP3 on his team.
Yep.
You know,
Chris Paul.
And that was a big jump.
Especially for Paul, because he was playing for the Clippers. He was tearing it up with Blake Griffin.
But what they need to work on is a better bench, because they don't really have much.
Yeah, not every team can be Cleveland.
Yeah, that's one. Not every team could be Golden State Warriors.
Or Golden State.
They lost because
only 1 point.
The last shot Kevin Durant did make.
Yes,
but he's still clutch.
It did not count.
Theoretically, he's still clutch, but did not count. It was still in his fingers. Yeah, you guys have big hands.
I will say this though: watching that game, I feel like I'm telling you, man, Dub Nation might get it again.
Shout out to Nick Young off the bench,
Swaggy,
23 points.
Swaggy P want to be Swaggy P MVP all of a sudden. like, all right, fine. All right, I'm finally with the Golden State Warriors. I'm coming off the bench. You know what I'm saying? I'm a ball out now. I want to prove something. So, we couldn't do that in the Lakers.
Nah, it's a different time. You got Kobe on you, and you got to work different.
But even when Kobe left, it was Swaggy P. It was D'Angelo Russell.
Well, all these guys, they got their rings because they won the championships, and you know, it's just good to see.
Yeah, man. I definitely do think. The Warriors has what it takes again. It's that chemistry. That chemistry is so undeniably just incredible to watch.
It's a very good friendship. Then you also have the lead, Stephen Curry. He's just a great person.
Yeah. He still needs to work on his defense.
Yeah. But come on. You're level 3? His 3 level is like level 99.
Yeah.
Can't beat that.
That's fair.
So it's fair. It balances out. James Harden could do the Euro step and play no defense. Mm-hmm. He can shoot threes and play
Hopefully he doesn't choke again in the playoffs.
Yeah.
I'm just praying for that not to happen.
It's okay. That's why you have Kevin Durant. That's why you spent the extra money on Kevin Durant. I know earlier.
No, I'm talking about James Harden.
Oh, James Harden? Yeah. That was something else.
Yeah.
That was depressing.
Do you remember that Bleacher Report of Space Jam where Charles Barkley was, he lost his talent, but he was trying to play basketball with the kids in the park?
Yeah.
And then the girl's like, "You're not Charles Barkley. You're just a wannabe that looks like him." They took James Harden's face and put it on Charles Barkley's body in the movie when he lost.
That's.
Well, when Houston Rockets lost.
That's messed up.
It was still entertaining. I saved that to this day. I still have it.
That's messed up.
I still have
Shout to Space Jam.
Shout out to Space Jam. It's still a great movie. NHL is also back. It's been back for about 2 weeks, but I just wanted to notify that. And I really wanted to notify the Rangers. They're sucking
wait,
right
wait.
now.
Wait. You're a fan of NFL. We just got to clear that out.
NHL. National Hockey League.
NHL. Sorry. See, this didn't come off the tongue right.
See, you're still in this whole conspiracy theory with the NFL.
What?
Because you said NFL.
Yeah, NHL.
NHL, okay. National Hockey League.
That doesn't come off my mouth, you know, off my tongue, right? Because I don't watch it. It's
so fun to watch.
It's aggressive.
It's just white people fighting. It's amazing.
It's aggressive.
That's the only reason why I watch it.
I was watching it. I was feeling it. I was heated. I was like, wow, this is a real sport. I got to check it out.
How many times have you checked it out?
Every time you talk about it, the next day I'm watching TV, it's on. I was like, all right. It's on MSG. Like, Knicks not playing. See,
exactly.
Rangers.
If the Knicks aren't playing, then the Rangers are playing in the Garden.
That's why you should do.
Yeah, and tickets are expensive, too.
So, Rangers.
They're...
they're the Knicks?
Yeah. Oh. They're the Knicks right now, and it's only been about six games. They're the Knicks right now, and it's weird
they're
because...
They're the Giants?
They're the Giants, and I've been hearing about the Giants.
We won one game.
They finally won a game.
Yeah.
Good. Jeez.
But they lost Odell Beckham. So.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He's out for the season, right?
Yep.
But the Rangers are basically like every other New York team right now, except for the Yankees.
Mm. Shout out to Yankees.
Shouts out to the Yankees. I don't hate you guys as a Mets
They won
fan.
Last night, right?
I believe so. I'm not sure. Yeah. I didn't watch it. I'm sorry.
We don't watch baseball. Sorry.
I watch baseball, but I prefer going to the live events.
Yeah.
That's just what I feel. The live events are just better to watch. Home, it can be boring. You can fall asleep.
Or you change the channel.
Or you can change the channel.
Watch something better.
Like?
Basketball.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Basketball is fun. Basketball is fun to watch, especially during the playoffs times. But the NHL, let me just go real quick. Rangers, y'all screwing up, man. Y'all are screwing up big time because the difference is between like Rangers and other New York teams, like they were always looked at as a threat. Like sometimes they'd play crappy, but when they got their ish together, they can do some damage. And for whatever reason, it's just not happening for them right now.
But it's still early. You guys play like 80
early.
Plus games.
It's similar to basketball when they play like about 80 plus games.
All right. Early.
It's still early to tell, but you know, it's just, you know, I see that happening. I see that. And I think
we're gonna continue sports because this is a big deal.
This is the greatest L I'm going to give. Oh my gosh.
You see, America's on a streak right now.
Yeah, America's on a streak right now.
Idea and concept of America's on a streak.
So L of the week goes to America.
Well, particularly.
Oh, the USA soccer team.
Wait, no. The men.
The U.S. men's soccer team.
Shout out to the women.
Because the women actually won.
Pay them more.
Yeah, that's right.
Pay them more. Take the men's salary, double it, give it to all the women.
Because they actually won the cup.
They're winning all the time.
But the men, however.
The men.
Yeesh.
And shout out to my dad. My dad's in Haiti right now, but yes. he was not for it.
This has been the worst U.S. soccer team since like 20 years ago, since like 86 apparently.
Yeah.
So let me break down y'all for y'all.
Break
okay.
It.
2018 is coming up, all right? FIFA World Cup is going to be held in Russia this year. That's going to be weird within itself because I never knew, like, does Russia even have a summer?
Conspiracy, another L.
But USA's, they always qualify. You know what I mean? USA isn't like a huge threat when it comes to the World Cup. But, you know, we like to show up. We like to prove that, hey, a couple Yankees could play some football. So that's what we like to do.
Soccer.
Don't do that. Don't disrespect the.
No, but we're talking about US, right?
US.
So
yeah,
soccer.
So US soccer.
Yeah, that's the difference.
So
don't pray to the same football gods.
That
pray
is
to
true.
The soccer guy. He ain't really
he doesn't really hear him. So it's been a hex throughout this whole preliminary round. They haven't won many games. I believe they only won one game out of 6 or 7, possibly 12 games. And it's been embarrassing. And they had, in order for them to qualify for the cup, they had to beat sweet TNT, Trinidad and Tobago. All right. And what happened when they went up against Trinidad and Tobago, who, by the way, was already out? They were already out. TNT whooped that American candy ass, bro. I was so excited because, you know, I don't think I've told you guys this. I'm half Panamanian, half Trinidadian, so it was so satisfying to watch Trinidad beat America, you know, because America, it's a big nation, you know what I'm saying? So small island Trinidad, who hasn't been in the World Cup since 06, beat USA, and they're not going to go to the World Cup. It was great, and they deserved it. US, y'all deserved it, because y'all should have.
We weren't gonna give them a chance. Like, we're not going, you're not going.
Exactly. Like, hey, y'all, you're gonna sit out with us this year. You're gonna watch it with us.
Be the dominant world power, and you're gonna lose this one.
Take this L, and 45 is your president, so that's another reason why you should not be allowed to go.
Ooh. We should talk about more. We should talk more about football.
Sorry. Oh, I'm not playing. When it's FIFA time, when it's World Cup time, we're definitely gonna cover that.
We'll go in.
But here's the best part about it, though. The best part about this was during that match, Panama was going against Costa Rica. Panama beat Costa Rica. Panama now qualifies for the FIFA World Cup. Half Panamanian people.
Oh, so you still got something.
I got something to watch. I got a team to root for. Okay. I'm rooting for the home team. All right. I'm rooting for Panama. You know, just off of, you know, GP, general principle.
Okay.
Right now.
But, on GP, gotcha.
Right. But if I want to be realistic, I'm going to root for the Germans again.
Oh.
Germany is not nothing to play with, right? Germans are always like a force to be reckoned with, like Germany, Spain. Of course, you got Argentina.
I'm going to act mad fake like I know what I'm talking about with soccer, and I'm going to choose Brazil.
I mean, that's always like a go-to.
That's a go-to.
That's always a go-to.
I'm act fake. I don't really watch it like that. I'm not consistent.
Fine. That's fine. How's your dad was happy? He said,
"My dad's really consistent with soccer. I don't even know how most of that gene didn't fall on me, but I got NBA, I got tennis. You know, I got that."
Wait, you actually follow tennis?
Yeah, I follow tennis.
Oh yeah, you're from Queens.
What's that supposed to mean?
For some reason, Queens is just tennis.
Yeah, I guess. I think about
right by a City Field is the tennis spot.
Yeah, but see, you can't just go there to play tennis. You actually need like permission.
Yeah. I understand.
It sucks. But yeah, it's like I don't really follow soccer, football, you know.
I get it. I understand. And plus, like with tennis too, I feel like there's a lot of clubs, like exclusive clubs in Queens where like people play tennis.
You need money to play tennis. Yeah. I was thinking about playing for fun, then I tried it out with someone. It's like, no, you need a coach. Mm-hmm. You can't play it's not basketball. You can't pick up a ball and just go to any local court and
just can't
challenge
become
the best
Sloan
player.
Stevens overnight.
No, not even Serena Venus. You know,
I can't wait for Serena to recover. I want to see that. I just want to see that passing of the torch. Do you think Serena's ready to pass the torch?
It's not much past the torch. It's like you have something to prove. Like you have to beat my record. That's it. It's like it's a record. I'm not going to pass you the torch or anything.
Like, no, just by like beating her would be like a passing of a torch within itself.
Not really. I think they had a small beef a while back.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know why no one talks about it.
Let's talk about it real quick before we get into.
No, it's just they had a small beef on Twitter. And, you know, Serena just unfollowed her.
Huh?
Yeah.
What was said on Twitter?
No one. I don't recall. It was like 3 years ago.
Huh?
But I know they had a small beef. But you know.
Okay. Well, it's 30 minutes within the hour. Bastion, tell them what the song of the week.
So
this
the
week
song
is
Frank Ocean, Wise Man.
And it's from what film? Django, man, you picked
Django.
This is from the Django
but
film.
It was not part of the it was not part of the soundtrack because he couldn't make the film, but it was like an extra drop.
Okay,
all right, check it out.
Yeah. Wow.
Wise man closes his mouth, madman closes his fist, young man shows his age, judge man named it sin, bad man don't exist, no, no evil man exists, good man don't exist, no, no righteous man exists, sad man cannot cry in place where man can see, never witness father weep, this old man thought it weak, but strong man don't exist, no, undying man exists, weak man don't exist, no, just flesh and blood exist, but your mother would be proud of you. I bet your mother would be proud of you. The beast will crawl this earth, then fall in the dirt to feed the crows. They'll rip apart his flesh till all that's left is glorious bone. So you'll bury your own. Too vain, your sudden fall. What you know, you claimed all you could hold. Until death did you part from the mess you made. I bet your mother would be proud of you. Happens to survive and thrive in the jungle. Maybe hearts were made to pump blood. Maybe lungs were made for flood. I won't blunt my blade for cut these chains. Rather let my limbs be drugged through mud. You're my brother, but your eyes are cold. You're my sister, but your womb is bare. I bet I'm gonna be proud of you. Man don't exist, no evil man exists. I know good man don't exist, no righteous man exists. Strong man don't exist, no undying man exists. Weak man don't exist, no just flesh and blood exist.
Welcome back to Black Seinfeld here at WBAI 99.5 FM. We are Black Seinfeld.
Show about nothing.
I'm your host, Bastian Nissa.
And I go by the name of Psyche.
So that was the song Wise Man by Frank Ocean. And we're just talking, it's also on the Southpaw soundtrack.
Isn't that with Jake Gyllenhaal?
Yes.
And he was the boxer?
Yes, that one.
That was pretty underrated in my opinion.
I thought it was a basic movie. But that song was also on that soundtrack. That's why I remember. So please follow us on Facebook, Twitter, SoundCloud, and Instagram at Black Seinfeld NY. You can also hit us up through the email, BlackSeinfeldNY at Gmail. So if you have any questions or any requests, we're definitely here. We will always answer.
And if y'all want us to talk about any specific topics, let us know. We'll get back to you if we're knowledgeable about the topic. Even if we're not, we're gonna try our best to give you guys our POV on certain things going on in the world.
You have opinions on everything.
That's true. That's why this is called Black Seinfeld and nothing else.
Yeah.
Because, it gives us a platform to talk about whatever it is we want.
Free range.
Free range. Chicken. I miss chicken.
Okay, chef.
I didn't get chicken at Don Nico's, man. I got the steak quesadilla and that shrimp mac and cheese.
That's really good, too.
That shrimp mac. I don't eat seafood at many places, as you should not. Okay, I don't trust a lot of places, but not Nico's.
I don't trust any place that sells salmon.
First off, you pronounced it wrong. Okay.
Salmon.
It's salmon. Okay.
I don't care.
No, I heard it both ways.
I heard it. Yeah.
You want to try and pretend to be chef. You want to do your sunny side eggs and do your little thing. Nah, it's salmon.
Avocado toast.
All right. Avocado toast.
Yeah. I'm going to call it salmon.
It's not salmon.
Yeah. I'm going to call it salmon.
No, it's not salmon.
Yeah, salmon's like this weird type of pink. I'm not going to eat it.
Salmon.
All right.
Anyways,
heard both ways.
Let's talk about some albums that recently dropped.
Let's talk about the Don DeMarco real quick.
Oh, Don DeMarco just went to Panama. I'm sorry.
Oh, you gave it to Panama?
Yeah, I gave it to Panama.
I got you. All right.
I'm sorry.
All right. So let's talk about some music.
You start that off.
Nah, this is your fault because you.
Why is this my fault?
You hyped it up last week when you talk about Wu-Tang.
I'm sorry.
I didn't know they were coming out with an album.
Yeah, man. They came out with the album Friday the 13th. The saga continues.
The only thing I knew about Wu-Tang these past few weeks was that Ghostface Killah is trying to get in some Bitcoin action. Hmm. You know, I got some Bitcoin. Well, I'm trying to buy some Bitcoin right now.
Okay.
Because it's going crazy. They're trying to get some Bitcoins and call it cream. Cash rules everything around me.
That's dope.
So, you know, I'm not promoting Bitcoins because I don't understand the pure concept of it yet. But that's the only like Wu-Tang news, Martin Scorsese, you know, that's it.
Oh, does this affect you buying? Oh, you didn't know about WuWare coming back?
I wouldn't purchase. Maybe, yeah, I guess a bright yellow shirt.
But I was going to say, does the album hinder you from buying?
No. Wu-Tang is it's a culture thing. Like,
yeah,
everybody's in the, like
R.
just
R.
because
to
they
ODB.
Didn't just because they didn't work well together as the unit in this album does not mean that individually like they're still talented.
Yeah,
they're really good.
So the Saga Continues came out, and I was very hyped for this. You know, it's been a while since we got a Wu-Tang album, okay? Because everyone is just doing their own thing. And of course, ODB, R.I.P.
He
said Wu-Tang is for the children, and I still believe that.
Yeah, it's for everybody. If you want to come into hip hop, please listen to 26 Chambers.
36
Chambers.
Jeez. Sorry, Nigel.
36 Chambers.
Thank you. 36 fault. Chambers. Jeez, man.
Still early.
It's okay. I understand.
But I do have some complaints. Do you have any complaints? What's your thoughts on the album?
It wasn't memorable. It wasn't as memorable for me. And see, this is the thing. Music, hip hop has gotten so whack because I feel like we grade on a curve now. It's like for like these new cats, it's like, all right, how much of the album is sonically pleasing to me?
Mm-hmm.
But whenever legends come out and you have like a track record of greatness, like Wu-Tang, I'm grading you on how I would grade anything else. So for Wu-Tang to come out with the Saga Continues and it being just lacking memory, just memorable music.
No bangers.
It just hurt my soul, Wu-Tang. It hurt my soul.
The
only saving grace was Method Man. I'm sorry.
All right. See, I agree with you.
Only saving grace.
Yeah, because I wrote...
He's my top five, by the way.
I wrote down the only song I do like is the If Time Is Money.
Yes.
That's like the best song on there.
I agree wholeheartedly.
I heard the album like 4 or 5 times.
Right.
And that song like just stuck out every time I pass it.
Yes.
Annoying People, RZA. But he...
Yeah.
You know, I thought the beats were weird.
Yep, I agree.
These are the type of beats that you go on YouTube or SoundCloud and say, "Hey, I need Wu-Tang type beats." And the sound is similar, but because we're using like a computer to process the sound, it doesn't sound muddy like it used to. It's not cloudy in a way.
This isn't the same Wu-Tang from 20 years ago.
It doesn't sound authentic.
You know, everyone's like in their mid to late 40s. You know, everyone, they're just different men now.
They could rhyme. They're still rhyming.
But I feel like it's hard to capture what 36 Chambers was.
Yeah.
You know, it's like Nas trying to beat Illmatic. Like, it can never happen.
Yeah, he
shouldn't. Like, Wu-Tang can never, I'm not saying for them to beat 36 Chambers, but I'm feeling like, you know, I don't want them to talk about like 40-year-old stuff. Like, just give me some substance, man. Y'all are Wu-Tang. Like, y'all changed the hip-hop culture, man. I see like Becky's wearing Wu-Tang shirts.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
They did have one Skrilli joke though in the first.
Oh yeah, that was the first track.
That
was nice. Do you remember that whole Martin Skrilli Ghostface Killah feud?
Yeah, it wasn't that serious, but it was funny.
Martin Shkreli, to me, he is like the ultimate Bond villain. Do you remember that video he had of him with his goons in the background?
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
But
he's like, you know what, Dennis? You know, you keep forgetting, you know, I'm from Brooklyn too. I'm from New York. You know what I mean? Like, what I can, just think about what I can do to you. And in the background, like, yeah, they were like, yeah, talk to that man. Talk to that man. I would say the other word, but, you know.
It's a disrespect to Wu-Tang that for now on, we have to say there's like a Shkreli era.
Yes.
It's a disrespect.
Do you really think he has that album?
Who? Shkreli?
Shkreli.
No, yeah, he sold it. He sold it recently.
He sold it?
Yeah.
See, this is how I know you're not a real Wu-Tang fan. Okay? You would never sell that. I don't care how much beef you have with Ghostface, but you would never, ever sell that.
Nah, when you hear it a couple of times, you know, burn it. And you're like, all right, here, let's sell it to someone else. Get my money back.
How much did he sell?
I'm not too sure because I know he was playing around on eBay trying to sell it, but I don't really trust eBay for bids. Mm. But I did hear that he recently sold it.
I remember when he had beef with academics. That was funny.
That's, I don't want to talk about that. The thing about academics.
I'm sorry. Go on.
He's a mess.
Go on.
The thing I found weird about this album felt rushed. Felt like the people, the engineers or whoever was editing, it sounded choppy. I'm gonna give an example, like the song Frozen, which like the verses are great, but the chorus, it was so sloppy, like it wasn't edited. Like you could tell these guys were not in the same room when they were making this project. So that got me thinking, maybe they didn't have to make this project. Maybe you can't make a Wu-Tang project without everybody being the same place.
Exactly.
To bounce off energy. Because because like Raekwon, Ghostface, they like making music with the new rappers, new producers. So you might need to kind of bring them in. Mm-hmm. Say, hey, we're going to work with this and that. You can't just have RZA on the phone like, I made this beat. You know, you're going to rap. You're 16 on this. And what's his name? Going to get a chorus. And everybody's so far away. You're just trying to say, all right, I'm going to give him the verse. And hopefully RZA know what he's doing.
And plus, everyone has a role within Wu-Tang. And I think that one of the big, big things that like led to this album just not sounding good anymore is like ODB is gone.
No, I wouldn't really push it on that.
No, I would push it on that too because
it just did not in sync anymore.
That's true, but like ODB, he brought something else to Wu-Tang. He was just like crazy. He would go all over the place, and like he was just like his voice was a machine almost. You know, shimmy shimmy, shimmy shimmy. Like he would do stuff like that, and it would be like, yes, it's so unorthodox and weird and funky and cool. And it's not there anymore, too.
Yeah, it's not the same. If you want to check it out, go please check out the new Wu-Tang album. Tell us what your thoughts are. And add us on Twitter and say, oh, I enjoyed it. Or I also agree that it's not their best.
It's not their best.
Or it was an unnecessary project.
It was unnecessary. Let me ask you one thing. Aside from, do you think this Wu-Tang album is the most disappointing album of 2017, or do you still chalk that up to Gorillaz?
It's still Gorillaz.
Still Gorillaz?
Yeah, Gorillaz has like four good songs on it. I still listen to the song with Vince Staples.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, All My Life.
Yes.
That's a banger. That's a banger. But
one with Pusha T.
The one with Pusha T is great, but other than that, I can't, it's...
I agree.
You know, there's no Kanye. I just had to drop that. We're going to continue.
Yeah, man. Continue. I don't want to do this yet. I'm not ready for this.
They just came. All right. Any albums you're listening to?
This kid, Belly.
Belly.
Have you heard of him?
No.
All right. So I remember going to work one day and I saw this sign. It was this orange background and had a lot of black eyes on it. And it was this kid, Belly. And they were promoting this kid from Tidal. So I'm assuming he signed with Roc Nation as well. And underwhelming. He was very boring. There's not a lot of substance to him. He just talked about like trapping for a couple of songs. Oh, his album was called Mumble Rap, by the way. Mumble Rap.
Okay, I did bump that on Apple Music. I see that.
Yeah, but you know, it's a paradox because he does not mumble rap. He's not a mumble rapper. He's straight, you know, he's a rapper.
So he's what, clowning the other mumble rappers?
He didn't clown them, to be honest. Like he didn't clown him, but I guess he called it mumble raps because the content that he talked about, that some mumble rappers tend to talk about, like trapping and lean and stuff like that. But the only difference is like he rapped about it. He rapped about trapping. He rapped about how hard his life was. But none of it was very memorable to us. He just sounded very dull, very, very Jermaine Cole. And that's not a dig at J. Cole, because I like some J. Cole records. I swear I like J. Cole.
I'm gonna take it as a dig.
Don't take it as a dig.
I'm gonna take it.
I want J. Cole to come to the show one day. Hopefully that happens.
So there's another album that came out.
Talk about it.
I really like a lot. It's by King Krewel. King Krewel is an English rapper singer. He's been around here since 2010. He kind of went underground for a bit, trying to fix up his style. The album's called The Ooze, and it's very dark, a little bit of rock, a little bit of like hip hop drums, but it's like everything's live band instrument. And he, throughout this album, he sings. He doesn't, his rapping style isn't like da da da, 1-2 like a 4-bar. It's more like slow, almost like a Frank Ocean, just, you know, take its time.
Anderson .Paak-ish too?
No, Anderson .Paak, he's much faster. King Krewel is much slower than that.
Okay.
And he has a very deep voice. And when you hear him talking, you didn't expect like, oh, wow, this guy is a really good singer. So it works out really well. It's one of my favorite albums so far, because like, once I heard it, it's like, it just sticks. He has deep tone, personal lyrics to be about love or just be about him, working hard. His last album is called Six Feet Beneath the Moon. And one of my favorite tracks is called Dumb Surfer. It's a great album. You guys should check it out. His name is King Krewel. Very interesting. Very dark tone if you're looking for something spooky.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Speaking of spooky, I feel like I'm more dedicated to this whole watch bad horror movies than you are, and this was your idea.
Yeah, but, you know, horror movies not my thing.
But you came up with this. He was like, oh, Gio, you know,
so you could
October.
Do it. So you guys...
No,
so
you could we were supposed to do this
suffer.
Together.
So you could suffer.
We were supposed to do this together.
Not interested in suffering.
And I saw Happy Death Day in the theaters. And I honestly didn't want to see it, but I wasn't alone. So I had to take that L. I honestly just wanted to see just a dude movie. I wanted to see Jackie Chan whip ass in The Foreigner. Because at least I know what I was going to expect with Jackie Chan. It's just cool to see him like 60 years old still kicking people's asses.
He's putting in a lot of work. So what's your thoughts on your
Death Day?
Very badly marketed movie. And it's a real title. Like, I'm not going to talk about the movie. I'm going to talk about the title. Death Day. It's just...
Because it's her birthday and she dies that day over and over and over
like
again.
Like that Marlon Wayne movie on Netflix?
I haven't seen the Marlon. Wasn't that Naked?
Naked.
I haven't seen that.
Where he lives the same day over and over.
Oh, does he?
Yeah.
I didn't see that.
I didn't watch it. I just can't. I love Marlon Wayne.
But I don't want to see him naked.
But I don't want to see anything with him.
True. So the problem with this movie is it's easy for you to understand. It's easy for you to get it. And what I mean by get it is who's actually behind the killings. I'll tell you right now, I'm not going to spoil the movie. Like, all you need to do is just watch Scooby-Doo. Like, watch Scooby. If you've watched Scooby-Doo within your youth, you automatically know how this is going to go.
I'm going to make a guess.
Make a guess.
It's the old woman.
No, it's not the old woman.
All right. I don't know.
No, it's not the old woman.
It's the neighbor.
No, it's not the neighbor.
It's the student. I don't know. Was she a student? What? Explain the plot of the movie.
Okay, so the plot of the movie is I don't remember her name. I think her name is like Teresa or something. It's her birthday, and she's a part of the sorority, and she in the beginning of the movie, she's just a big bitch, and... She dies, and then, you know, every time she dies, she understands how not a great of a person she is, and you know, she becomes way more compassionate, and she understands the meaning of life, and blah 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 blah. This is every time she dies. So she starts out as a cruel person, and then she ends up as like this sweet girl that you want to get behind and like root for her.
You spoiled the movie.
It's that kind of movie. I'm serious. It will ruin that. I'm sorry if I ruined the movie, but it is that type of movie. It's so easy to understand. This is really like a date movie for your girl, because I hated it. And the problem is I studied film, so like within the first day she died, I'm like, oh, I already know what's going to happen.
You've been having a couple... I think you said about the last movie you saw.
Yeah.
You just understood. You broke it down immediately.
Yep. That's one problem you're going to have if you become a film student. You just know the three-act structure so much because it's so limited. It's basically how the story gets to that point and how do the characters move that plot. The one movie that still messed me up because I didn't understand it yet was Mother, and I told you about that.
Yeah.
Did you finally see that?
No, but I read everything on Wikipedia.
Yeah, so it's basically the Bible. It was basically the Bible, and that messed me up.
Yeah.
Because I sort of like thought about the idea of it because the brother killed his brother. And I was like, wow, this is some Cain and Abel-ish right here. And then what did it for me was the baby dying, like the baby by the people and yeah. like the people eating the baby's like heart and liver and stuff. I was like, that's supposed to be Jesus. So it was a great movie. I recommend Mother, but I spoiled it for y'all. Nah, y'all had like a month. It's fine. I don't care.
It's an old movie now.
It's an old movie now.
It came out 5 years ago.
But yeah, talk about Blade Runner, man. You saw Blade Runner 2049?
Yeah, it's a great movie.
Did I say it correctly?
Yeah.
Okay.
2049. The first Blade Runner is like a neo-noir science film. And it's a dystopian
Harrison
film.
Ford?
Harrison Ford was in the first one. And now we have Ryan Gosling, who plays Officer K. And in the first one's funny because Harrison Ford will have to hunt down for like four replicants, their Nexus 6 models, like Android. And in this one, this is like 30 years later, he's hunting down the replicants, the Nexus 8 models. So they have a longer lifespan. So he really has to hunt down and kill them. Unlike the last movie where they have a 4-year lifespan. So the plot for the last movie was these replicants wanted to find a way to live longer. And he had to stop that.
Is Jared Leto one of those replicants?
No, he's just he's the guy that bought the Tyrell Corporation. The Tyrell okay. Corporation invented the replicants
right.
years ago.
I remember that.
And his character is not important. It's okay. It's important, but it's not.
They advertised him like he was.
Yeah, he's there, but he's not really there. Like, you could watch the whole film, and if someone was pulling the strings behind, you didn't even have to see his face. Like, he was a character, but I don't know. His replicant kind of took over the film because she was there the entire time. I don't want to spoil the movie. It's very interesting. It does deal with race relation because every time they see Officer K, Officer K, he's a replicant, and they say it straight off the bat, and he has to deal with this. Oh, it's a skin bag, you know. But I like how they go in their weird dystopian LA in the future. Like, they really make this dark, like levels of Mad Max dark. But still have a society to kind of form to.
So how was 2049?
Excellent. One of the best movies I've seen this year.
No, I mean like the year of 2049 in the movie.
Oh, we'll never be like that.
Can you describe it?
It's dystopian. It's like flying cars.
Okay.
Yeah, buildings on top of buildings.
And you say it's one of the best movies this year?
Yeah, it's very long. It could be boring, but
2 hours and 30 minutes, right?
Yeah, 2 hours and 49 minutes.
Okay.
And one thing that you need to know before you go there is, like, understand the music. It's very minimal. It comes low. It creeps up on you and gets very loud at certain points. Not like a horror movie. It's just like a loud bass. So,
do you recommend definitely IMAX this?
Just a place that has a great speaker. If you go to a movie theater, you know the speaker sucks. Don't go there. Just spend the extra bucks. I saw it in 3D because I wanted better seats. You know, if I saw it in the other spot, it would have been weird. But yeah, definitely check out Blade Runner 2049.
One thing you're not so happy about, speaking of Harrison Ford, is the Han Solo movie announcement.
We're not going to talk about that because the title is terrible. It just says Solo.
It's just Solo, a Han Solo movie.
And no, I think they're just trying to make more out of it.
Well, it is Disney.
Hopefully Gambino just like quits it. It's like, oh no, I'm only here for the first film. I'm gonna continue making Atlanta.
Hey, I wouldn't mind, man.
All right.
And that's the end of Black Seinfeld, guys. Again, we just want you guys to share us on Facebook, Twitter, SoundCloud, Black Seinfeld New York, as well as Instagram, Black Seinfeld NY. Thank you again for listening. Thank you again for tuning into 99.5 FM WBAI.
Yep, and I am your host, Bastian Nissa.
And I'm Psyche. Right. We're going to see you guys next week.
Of course.
Later.
Peace.